This is Forrest Elise. I am speaking with CP150616-0029, who has agreed verbally to the consentment form.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So my first pregnancy, I went to the doctor, and he told me to take a birthing class. And he had gave me the phone number, and I went to my first birthing class with Leon, and he was just so bored with the whole thing. I said, yeah, because you're not the one carrying this kid. And she asked how many of us were going to have an epidural. So I raised my hand, and she said, don't do it. It is bad for the baby. The baby could be born dead. And it scared the absolute hell out of me. So when I went back to the doctor, I told him I wasn't having an epidural, and he asked me why, and I reiterated what she had said, and he flew into a rage, called his nurse into the office. Back then, you didn't need nurses in the office with you. Called his nurse into the office and demanded he call her and have her retract everything she said. And he said, I promise you, Jeanette, if I thought anything would happen to the baby, I would never tell you to have an epidural. He said, trust me. You've trusted me all these years. Trust me. And I did. And I didn't have any problems. And it was great. And I could have played checkers throughout the whole labor and delivery. And I did it with my second baby also. I did have, with Stephanie, I had some false contractions. I went to the doctor, and he said they were Braxton Hicks, because I wasn't quite sure whether I was in labor or not, because labor is different from pregnancy to pregnancy sometimes. And I was afraid that I would have her right then and there. They were so hard. But he said that they were Braxton Hicks, and that if I needed him, to call him. Well, she was due June 15th and ended up coming June 15th, so they were Braxton Hicks. And other than that, I didn't have any other problems. And I did have an epidural with her also, and I just could not imagine. My sister-in-law did not have an epidural, and it was horrible. So I was glad I did what I did.
Did you feel when they asked you to push and all of that, like when I had my son, August, Eric was holding one leg and Mom was holding another. Like, what was the circumstance back then? Because that's completely normal now to have the whole family in the room and everyone involved in that process.
Well, yes, they wanted me to push. But you see, doctors today don't like epidurals because it takes longer to deliver and they want out of the delivery room. Back then, my doctors were very patient. They'd go back across the street to their office, and when it was time, they'd come back over, or they'd come back over to check on you and then go back to their office again. It was a totally different scene than it is today. Today, they take your epidural off, and they want you to push the rest of the way through. I didn't have to do that, and I just couldn't imagine being taken off my epidural towards the end. I probably would have killed somebody. But, they asked me to push, but that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel anything.
So was Leon in the room then, while you were...
Yeah, he was in the room the whole time. He was in the room for both babies. The first time, the doctor had to get him a chair. And the second time, he was good with it. He knew what to expect. But it was thrilling.
What did you think, Ashley? Did you have any other questions?
I don't think so either.
I think childbirth brings out your true self. It depends on how you handle your delivery. It's a part of who you are, who you really are.